did people used to call, what we, you know, you said having your appendix out, what did people used to call it before they knew it was appendicitis, and when people used to always die of it?
And many people did die of it, they didn't know of it. But they called it cramp colic, I think.
When you eat things that, or drink things that don't agree with you and they come back up, you say you...
Belches, our stomach.
All right, what if the food actually comes back up, you say?
Vomit.
If somebody's really sick that way, you might say that they were leaning over a fence or something and...
The word puke.
Vomit is kind of a polite word, is that right? Which one is more polite?
Puke, and I mean, it's vomiting, I would think. Puke is about the first I ever hear, you know. And it's vomiting, you know. I don't know, I think it's, I don't know about vomit, but I think now they call it the. More or less, what is that word? It's like a blood, you know, gushing out. What is that?
Hemorrhage?
Hemorrhage, yeah. I think they would define it that way more now, you know, but still, generally, I would think vomiting.
If a person did vomit, the reason he did it was because he was sick at his... He was sick.
Yes.
He was sick how?
In the stomach.
You might say, if you were at a party and it was real hot in there and you were beginning to feel kind of sick, you would say, I gotta get out of here because I'm getting kind of... I'm feeling a little bit sick.
Sick and dead here. At the stomach.
If somebody heard something and they came over to tell you right away after they heard it, you might say, well, she hardly got the news when she came right over.
I didn't follow that.
If somebody heard something and they wanted you to know it right away and they ran over here, you might say, well, she hardly got the news before she came over.
To tell me?
If you invite somebody to come see you tonight and you want them to know that you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you say, now if you don't come, I'll...
Be disappointed?
If you want somebody to know that they're welcome anytime, you'd say, anytime you come over, we'll...
Appreciate it. I would be welcoming at a time.
How about we'll be something to see you?
We'd be glad to see you, expecting it any time.
Do you ever use the word proud? But proud to see you?
Yes, I never did use it, but it has been used quite a lot in there. I don't know what she's not as far as I'm, but yes, that's
means about the same thing as glad.
Yes, proud, but I don't think that's a real thought of it. Glad to see, I don't see that proud makes much sense in that line.
If a child is misbehaving and the mother's watching every bit of it and she's thinking, if he does that again, I'm going to hit him. Well, you might say to the child, if you do that again, I'll...
Thank you.
If a boy, this is talking about boys and girls. If a boy is beginning to pay serious